The five-year migration crisis, especially in the Mediterranean and Atlantic, continues unabated, with drowning deaths now on the rise. Activists blame the European Union's policies for the deaths, and there is a plan to reform migration policy, but experts are skeptical that it will save lives. Now, a warning before our next report, you may find some images disturbing. Here's special correspondent Malcolm Brabant.
Putting faith in the Mediterranean has always been Russian roulette. This November has been a particularly wicked month.
I'm not going to see my baby! I'm not going to see my baby! I'm not going to see my baby!
The woman from Guinea in West Africa was crying for her six-month-old son, Joseph. They were among 100 people on board a dinghy that cast off from Libya. Most were saved by Spain's Proactiva Open Arms, the only non-profit running a civilian rescue service in the Med. Proactiva's director, Ricardo Gatti.
The boat totally divide. The two tubes, the floating tube divides one the other, and all the people directly fell into the sea.
I lose my baby!
Six people died, including baby Joseph.
The baby was recovered, but after some hours, the baby started to get worse and worse and worse, and he stopped breathing.
A similar capsize was captured on video by the crew of an aircraft operated by the European border agency, Frontex. These people had set off from Libya towards Italy. Frontex alerted Libyan coast guards, who rescued 102 people. Two bodies were recovered. These migrants could so easily have suffered the fate of another dinghy, which earlier capsized off the Libyan coast with the loss of over 70 lives. Speaking from the Libyan port of Misrata, Steve Purbrick of Doctors Without Borders.
We're dealing with survivors of a shipwreck, a number of which you have gasoline and saltwater burns, so nasty chemical burns. In addition to the mental health needs of people who have seen their loved ones drown in front of them, who have been fighting for space on the boat that has collapsed as well in order to save themselves.
Some of the victims of the disaster described by Purbrick washed up on beaches and were found by Libyan fishermen. Carrying dreams of a new life in Europe, they'd crossed the Sahara Desert to reach the North African coast. But Libya is one of the most dangerous places on earth.
We hear numerous cases of abuses, of torture for ransom, as well as other forms of violence that's directed towards the migrants who have little to no legal protection inside Libya.
23-year-old Mulyom Suleiman was lucky. He was picked up by Doctors Without Borders earlier this year. He's from Cameroon in West Africa, where an insurgency has forced 500,000 people to flee their homes.
We have decided to leave our home because we don't really feel satisfied with home because of war, be it economic, social or political problems. At least, I think Europe should send us a hand. You really need your hand.
Stay where we are!
Europe's five-year-long migration crisis has been punctuated with tragedies that only witnesses remember. This was July 2016 off the Libyan coast. 22 perished after their dinghy sprang a leak. In their haste to get off, the migrants were stepping on the corpses of people who'd been alive an hour earlier. 9 months earlier, an overcrowded boat went down off the Greek island of Lesbos. More than 70 people are believed to have drowned.
7, 8, 9, 10. 12, 13, 14, 15. So hot, hot.
There's no
problem. There was an enormous outpouring of public sympathy 5 years ago. But one of the real problems was that the sympathy didn't translate into empathy.
Sonia Skeets runs Freedom from Torture, a London-based non-profit.
We are still seeing refugees as others, you know, people not like us to feel pity for at these particular moments when our emotions are heightened.
As far as non-profits are concerned, the situation in the Mediterranean has deteriorated. This video leaves no doubt about their stance.
EU governments are doing everything they can to deny their responsibility to those seeking safety, turning a blind eye to those in distress, leaving people adrift for hours or even days without food, water or medical attention.
It's a policy of stopping people at any cost.
Hasiba Haj Sarawi is the humanitarian affairs advisor of Doctors Without Borders, or MSF. We first met 4 years ago during a three-week-long assignment aboard the Aquarius, the non-profit's rescue ship. The Italian government forced the Aquarius out of the Mediterranean. It was replaced by another vessel, Sea-Watch 4. But that too has now been impounded by the Italians.
MSF, since it has been at sea trying to save people who are trying to cross the sea, has been subjected to a campaign of harassment and criminalization of its activities. A campaign of criminalization that is very reminiscent of authoritarian governments and certainly not of European countries ostensibly committed to the rule of law.
Doctors Without Borders and ProActiva accuse the Frontex border force of helping Libyan coast guards to return migrants to inhuman conditions and possible torture. Frontex denies participating in illegal pushbacks. It says it adheres to international law by alerting the nearest national rescue centre when it spots a vessel in distress. And in many cases, that means Libya. The European Commission, the executive arm of the EU, has recently outlined plans for a new migration policy. It proposes fast-track screening of potential asylum seekers before they cross external borders. It's an attempt to discourage people from setting sail in dangerous craft. But Hannah Behrens, director of the Brussels-based Migration Policy Institute, has little confidence that it'll stop people from coming.
There's so little room to move through these kind of legal channels, such as resettlement. There are very limited opportunities to come to Europe through legal migration. So these people who are often very desperate, whether it's because they're fleeing persecution or because they're having very little chances to sustain themselves at home, they will continue to move to Europe. And in the absence of very legal and safe channels, they will have to rely on smugglers and other more criminal networks.
In a sign of increasing desperation, thousands of Africans trying to reach Europe by avoiding Libya are taking to the Atlantic Ocean with its storms and currents. They're launching from Senegal in West Africa and aiming for Spain's Canary Islands 1,000 miles away. 17,000 people have made the harrowing journey this year, a tenfold increase from 2019. The Spanish authorities have been building emergency camps to cope with the recent influx. Senegalese activists say that clandestine emigration is nothing new, but this year has been catastrophic, with nearly 500 deaths recorded. This week, 8 more people were added to that ghastly toll. Found on the shores of the Canaries, their remains were carried on stretchers, wrapped in emergency blankets. There's little doubt the waves will continue to be mass graves, as long as life is so bad at home that people are prepared to take these kinds of risks to escape. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant.